Good morning, everyone. This is Claire, and for today's Lent reflection, I'm reading Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Fun fact, this is my favorite psalm. It's absolutely stacked with imagery and really descriptive language to describe how God is relating to David. What I hear when I read this is someone who has a rich history with God, the history that's been sown with gratitude and honesty that reaps security and intimacy. Verse 7 says, "For you have been my help." Reading that, I can relate so much. I look back on my walk with God, and I have so many times where I can say he has been my help. I have a history with him. We've done so much life together. This is an action that has been absolutely crucial to my walk with God. And it's remembrance, recalling who God has been to me in my past and who he is in my present. Often when reviewing myself in either of these tenses, I'm faced with how arrogant I've been or all the ways I've fallen so short. All the while, God has been the most steadfast friend to me. Verses 3 and 4 sums it up well. It says, "Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands." Better than life is a huge statement. David is saying that God's love is better than being alive, which doesn't even make sense, but at the same time, I know what he's saying. He's saying, God, you are better than life, but while I have the life you gave me, with it, I will praise you. These are the words from a heart that has learned to receive the Father's love. Every word out of his mouth, no matter what it is communicating, thank you, I love you, thank you. David says that he remembers God upon his bed in verse 6 and meditates on who God is. Almost like when someone says, "I couldn't sleep because I was thinking about you." David has been wooed by God and is ruined for anyone else. It's so beautiful and freeing to be able to express your confidence in somebody like this. What's unique about this psalm is that David doesn't explicitly include the things that God has done for him. He says that he has been his help, but he doesn't list how. He does this in other psalms. He lists how God has kept him safe from this person or that situation. But here, he's meditating and reflecting on who God is as a person. His character, his whole being. It's right, of course, to thank God for the specifics, but we can't forget to let ourselves just be swept off our feet and wrecked with the nature of God and who he is. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for who you are. I pray that with the rest of this Lent season that you will reveal to us just who you are. Take us deeper into your love. Teach us how to cling to you as you uphold us with your right hand. Teach us how to come to you when we're in a dry and weary land, when we behold your power and glory. Thank you for pouring out your steadfast love when we have nothing to offer. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Amen.